Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivanek, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, closing the skills gap and IT training for Columbus residents. But we begin this week's show with neighborhood leaders from the area surrounding the intersection of Joyce and 17th Avenues, joining Columbus City Council members Zach M. Klein and Mayor Michael B. Coleman to break ground for the Joyce Avenue Improvements Phase 2 project. Project will reconstruct parts of Joyce and 17th Avenues, adding sidewalks, shared use paths, streetlights, and improved stormwater drainage. $12 million Phase 2, part of an overall three-phase $28 million Joyce Avenue reconstruction project, and it's a joint effort between the Public Utilities and Public Service Departments. Here's Utilities Committee Chair, Councilmember Klein.
I certainly want to thank Chair White for your leadership in North Central Area Commission, as well as the residents of South Linden that are here for the victory, I think, for not only the folks that are the community stewards, but also for the families here in town, in this part of South Linden, where they're going to have sidewalks, they're going to have street lights, there's going to be public utility and stormwater upgrades to make sure that this park doesn't flood so the kids can play in the winters at St. Stephen's. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership, and certainly think about all the kids and the families that are going to benefit from this important project that's going to take place over the next couple years. And I look forward to coming back to see it finished and look forward to coming back and playing in the park. So thank you so much.
That was Councilmember Klein. Joyce Avenue between East 12th Avenue and immediately north of 17th Avenue will be reconstructed, widened to allow for a center lane. A mix of sidewalks and shared use paths will be added to the reconstructed sections of the area. Here's Mayor Coleman.
And so we stuck a pole in the ground in American Edition, so we're going to bring back American Edition. But it needed the infrastructure in the area. So we drive down the street here and you see puddles along the road, kids walking, dodging the puddles, an infrastructure that was not developed at any modern level and standard. And so we said, you know, we have to rebuild this whole area to make it safer and the quality of life better. Everything from storm sewers to sidewalks to curbs to street lights, everything. We're going to start over and do it the way it should have been done 70, 80 years ago. And so we're here today to do what should have been done 70 or 80 years ago. So this is the first part of a three-phase project is already completed, a reconstruction of Joyce between Hudson and Kenmore. And so we're here today to kick off Joyce Avenue and 17th Avenue. And we're rebuilding the entire area from just the end of this park all the way to 12th Avenue. That is all the way to American Edition. And we're going to redo everything. Brand new roadway down to the base of the streets, build new sidewalks, 8-foot-wide shared use path, new curbs, new gutters, new storm sewers, upgraded traffic signals, new traffic lights, all the things we should be doing at $28 million in cost for Phase 1, Phase 2, and Phase 3. So congratulations. So I want to thank Director Tracy Davies is here somewhere. I just saw her over there. And her cousin, Public Utilities Director Greg Davies. No, they're not related. And so we're out to bring this area back to make sure that it meets the standards of the 21st century. And this is a part of an overall revitalization effort of central city areas of the city of Columbus. We have other areas coming on board. It's taken years to get where we are. We had to do the design, which took a number of years, and the contracts, all that, but now we're ready to get it done now.
Neighbors are thrilled with the work and the hope of a safer neighborhood. Here's the chair of the North Central Area Commission, Tiffany White.
I would like to thank Mayor Coleman, obviously, City Councilman Zach Klein, Department of Public Service for the successful completion of Phase 1 of the Joyce Avenue project and why we are here today, Phase 2 of this project. The Joyce Avenue project gives this community the opportunity to accommodate pedestrian traffic safely, which will be an attractive feature not only for the housing market but also economic development for not only our current businesses but new businesses in the future. The infrastructural improvements will reduce ponding on our roads with sufficient stormwater drainage. To my neighbors, American Addition, Argyle Park, Brittany Hills, Brentnell, Devon Triangle, Oriole Heights, Shepherd, St. Mary's, Teakwood, and Woodland Holt, I appreciate your patience. For Phase 1, your patience continued for Phase 2, and Phase 3 is well on its way. Once again, I would like to thank to the City of Columbus for their commitment to establish neighborhoods, their diligence in infrastructural improvements with recognizing these neighborhoods are the backbone of a great city. It's been a long, long time coming, but we now have change on the way. Thank you.
Various lane closures will occur throughout the projects, including a complete closure of Joyce Avenue between 12th and Windsor Avenues for approximately 10 days beginning next month. Project updates will be available through Paving the Way. Their website is pavingtheway.org. Next, closing the skills gap in Columbus. J.P. Morgan Chase is pledging $2.5 million to support education efforts in Columbus to help students prepare for college, get a degree, and transition into a career. The gift was announced at a summit of local educators, civic, and business leaders held at Columbus State Community College. The Central Ohio Compact was formed in 2011 by Columbus State President David Harrison and is designed to align regional workforce and education efforts, develop programs based on labor market needs. He hosted a roundtable discussion that included Workforce Development Committee Chair Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson. Here's Councilmember Tyson, followed by President Harrison.
Closing the skills gap is so important because we need to make sure that we have a workforce that is prepared to be able to have the jobs that we have in our community today. And this year in the Mayor's State of the City speech, he said this was his priority for 2014, as well as Columbus City Council has also been focused on workforce development and skills training as its priority. We also want to make sure that individuals absolutely need the training for the jobs that they will be able to have prevailing wage salaries. And with that, they'll be able to, one, take care of their families, which is critically important. And second of all, it's going to make sure that we have individuals here trained to be able to make sure that we can not only have employees for the employers that we have within this region, but also to make sure that we can compete in a global market. And so I want to thank J.P. Morgan Chase, especially for this for the dollars that they are putting into this community at $2.5 million, as well as the money that they are putting throughout this country, as well as internationally. It is key that we close the skills gap. The private sector plays a key role in ensuring that we have workers prepared. The private sector, the nonprofit sector, and the public sector are key to our community moving forward.
Councilmember Tyson, the city has clearly demonstrated its commitment to education. Mayor Coleman and Council President Ginther chaired the Columbus Education Commission. This year's budget for the city clearly reflects that as a priority with the establishment of an education department, a big commitment to early childhood education. So we're getting a lot of things in place to help our children access these pathways. But as we've already talked about, in order for us to really thrive as a community, we've got to make sure everyone is included. We've got to find pathways for adults to get connected or reconnected. Can you tell us a little bit about the important work that you're leading that's specifically focused on adults?
Yes. Well, first of all, we are focused on young adults on a program called Fast Path that we're going to be working with Columbus State on, and we're also working with Columbus State on a program called Cougar Bridge. And Fast Path is a program that we're making sure that young adults will get the information that they need so that they can understand the pathway they should be taking for job opportunities. Second of all, we're also looking at individuals that are already working but don't have the skill sets that they need to be able to continue to move forward in those jobs and to gain those additional skills. So we need to make sure that individuals, and they're probably already working, many of them are already working, but they need to be able to work and get training at the same time, because people just can't stop working and taking care of their families. So we need to be working with, we're going to be working with, I know, Columbus State in this regard, to ensure that individuals are still working, but also working in to get a certificate or degree that will also allow them to continue to move forward in their job, but on the pathway to getting a better job. Because I also chair finance for the city, and as I sit in on the bond calls, I will tell you this: they're asking questions about now. They're asking questions about the median, the average salary of individuals that work in the city of Columbus. And that's key, because if we begin, they're looking at, do they want to downgrade? And we have a AAA bond rating, one of the few in the country that have a AAA bond rating. It's important, because if we begin to get downgraded, it's going to cost our residents significantly more money to be able to do the work that we do in our city. So it's important to have individuals on this pathway of making more money. So not only that it helps the city, it helps the individual. I know you've talked a little bit about in here about, you know, Tony presented about, we're dealing with poverty in this community too. We want individuals to be able to get good paying jobs to move forward, to take better care of their family. And so the mayor this year put in $1.5 million to support Fast Path and workforce development. I've been working with Dr. Harrison on a program called Cougar Bridge to make sure that we have individuals, as Superintendent Ross just mentioned, that we have individuals who have high school diplomas and GEDs, but they're not prepared to be able to enter college. And so they're spending their dollars on paying for the remedial courses. They can't even really get to be a college student. And so that is an issue and a concern here. So we're going to be working on a pilot to help with working with those individuals to give them the remedial skill training that they need so that they can be on a pathway to get the certification programs on the jobs that we have in our community. But also under Fast Path, through this program, we're working with Nationwide Children's Hospital, who has a significant amount of jobs open, and they're going to have many more in the future, that we are looking at those unemployed and underemployed individuals to get the training that they need to be able to get those jobs with, like, a Nationwide Children's Hospital. The last thing I want to say is that, in regards to Chase, is that I know Chase is doing a lot of work already in this community. But what's also significant in terms of workforce is, and this happened even last night at council, there's a program called Prescalis that's also on your campus. So this is how we all have to work together. Chase also supports this program. An individual came to council last night. I've been supporting these programs. An individual from Amethyst, so for those of you in the audience who know what Amethyst is about, it's for a program of people who have substance issues that are now off of substance issues, have gone to the Prescalis program, and are now out working in our community in the IT field. That's what this is all about, and that's what the city is doing, is focusing on this, as well as working with other nonprofits working on workforce development.
And that is a perfect segue into our next segment. City Council has passed legislation to fund a partnership between Prescalis and Columbus State, providing technical training, workplace literacy, and soft skills in technology education to low-income individuals. The $75,000 commitment is part of City Council's 2014 General Fund Budget Amendment.
Good evening, President Ginther, Councilmember Tyson, and distinguished members of Columbus City Council. My name is Candy Carr, and with me this evening is Andrea Applegate, Managing Director of Prescalis. I am honored to speak on behalf of my fellow graduates. Prescalis is a national nonprofit providing tuition-free, IT-focused job training to unemployed and low-income adults just like me to help get us back in the workforce in as few as 8 weeks in entry-level IT jobs that lead to careers. I graduated from Prescalis IT-ready training in February of this year. After that, I was able to get an internship with United Way in their social media department. As of not including the current class, which graduates next Friday, of the 98 adults who started the IT Ready job training, 86% graduated, 81 earned their A+ certification, and 76% are already employed. As a result of the technical training, I earned my A+ certification, and as a result of the career development classes, I was able to get into United Way and stuff. I'm looking forward to a nice future. I'm also looking forward to earning two additional certificates, the Network Plus and the Security Plus, free from Perscalis. I'm grateful for the continued and increased financial support offered to Perscalis by Columbus City Council under the leadership of Councilmember Tyson and Councilman Miller. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've had the opportunity to be at a number of the graduations from Perscalis, and it is, first of all, congratulations to you. And these are the types of programs that are so important for the residents of the City of Columbus, that we have individuals who may have been out of the workplace that in an 8-week period can be able to get their certification and be able to be out working in our community. And so I'm just very, very happy with the work that you've been doing, and very much excited about the relationship that you also have now with Columbus State, and just look forward to us making sure that I'm very happy that the city can be able to play a significant role in workforce development and workforce training, because we know that it's so important. A job will change people's lives. It helps them to take care of their families. It gives them hope, have a positive self-esteem, and it just changes people's future. And so this program has been in Columbus, almost 2 years. And it's helped a lot of people to move forward in their lives. And so, Candy, congratulations to you, and congratulations to you, Andrea. I know you're now working also in Cincinnati and having a program there, but congratulations. This is so important for the residents of our community.
Yeah, Councilmember Craig. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say one more thing. It is important because I also a client at Amethyst. So I came out from drug addiction. I came to Amethyst. I'm getting my life back together, and I needed to transition from retail into something else. So they're giving me a chance at a new future, and that is awesome and stuff. And I'm not the only person that they are helping at Amethyst.
Thank you, and we are we support Amethyst, and we know how important that program is, and it allows women to be in a program for up to 2 years, because that's what's really required for individuals that have any substance issues, to be able to be in a safe place, to be able to move themselves from their previous behavior to change their total behavior. And I think at the last graduation that I attended, there was a young lady that had graduated that was from Amethyst. So I'm glad that we're partnering, because these are all kind of human service dollars and making a difference in people's lives. So thank you, Candy, for being here and sharing that you also came from Amethyst, and you just congratulations to you for how you have moved forward in your life. So thank you. Congratulations, Councilmember Paley.
Now, obviously, the program helps you get out in the community too. Since I just went to Ms. Carr's graduation for the YWCA Leadership Academy, so thank you for giving back to the community as well.
Some star attractions from the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium visited Council Chambers to help promote the 2014 Melvin B. Dodge Summer Zoo Days program. It's a partnership between the city and the zoo named in honor of former director of the Recreation and Parks Department, Melvin B. Dodge. It'll help approximately 2,000 area children involved in programs at Columbus Rec Centers enjoy Zoo Days at the zoo this summer. The zoo will provide in-kind services in the amount of $18,500 to be used for transportation, backpacks, novelties, and admission for the children. From the zoo is Executive Director Tom Stahl.
Thank you, President Ginther, Councilman. We have a very, very special friend here today, and we have a little 4-month-old gray kangaroo, and the gentleman, Brian Green, who's been with the zoo many, many years, is holding a ring-tailed lemur. Ring-tailed lemurs are found off the continent of Africa, on the island of Madagascar, and our great friend Meredith is holding a beautiful serval that's 4 months old and a lot of energy. So this serval will be playing and enjoying the time here with you. We're very, very excited about several things at the zoo. Heart of Africa will be opening in just a few weeks, and it's a great opportunity for us to highlight a region of the world that will represent giraffes and zebras and cheetahs and lions, and you'll be able to see the serval during the ambassador program as we continue the legacy of Mel Dodge and Jack Hanna. Mel Dodge Days has been something that we've been doing for many, many years, and it's a great partnership that we have with Recreation and Parks and giving folks in the community, especially our kids in our community, thousands of them, to come into the zoo, enjoy a day, get a gift, have an opportunity to be inspired. Our mission statement's very clear. It's very simple to remember. It's lead and inspire by connecting people and wildlife. And it's so important that we have that opportunity to talk about a little kangaroo or a serval or a beautiful lemur. You know, we have been very fortunate with the partnership that we have with the city, and we appreciate all the opportunities that have been given to us, and we're very proud that we can give back. Our whole motto is to serve the underserved and make sure that everyone realizes the zoo is for all. And when we can inspire people, and we can give kids an opportunity to learn about this magic world, it's very, very important. So I wanted to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to talk about Mel Dodge Days and the special moments that we share with our kids. And as we talk with everyone, there's no seat on the bus because all the kids want to go to the zoo and explore and learn about this amazing world. So thank you all for giving me the opportunity to highlight the serval, the lemur, and this beautiful friend of mine, the gray kangaroo.
The Columbus City Council has congratulated City Attorney, Chief of Staff, and First Assistant City Prosecutor Bill Hedrick for receiving the 2014 Models of Justice Prosecutor of the Year Award for his leadership in the community. In honoring Bill, the league noted his innovative contributions to criminal justice, including his widely recognized fight against animal abuse and his focus on quality of life issues that impact Columbus neighborhoods, saying he has built a reputation as a tough but fair crime fighter who has earned the respect of judges, law enforcement, the media, crime victims, the defense bar, and even some defendants. Here's Councilmember Klein.
I do have one resolution, 59X-2014, and as I read the resolution, I'd like to call Bill Hedrick forward. This is to honor and recognize City Attorney, Chief of Staff, and First Assistant City Prosecutor Bill R. Hedrick for being named the Justice League of Ohio's 2014 Models of Justice Prosecutor of the Year. Mr. Hedrick, 20,000 cases since you've been at the City Attorney's office, targeting serial thieves, graffiti vandals, and pursuing some of Columbus' most wanted animal abusers, and certainly your work has been recognized for being on the forefront of pursuing hate crime, menacing, stalking, and domestic violence charges against members of the LGBT community. What you do in Columbus neighborhoods and what you do for the city of Columbus is certainly recognized and epitomized through this award, and the least we could do is bring you down and recognize you for the work that you've done for the city attorney's office for improving the quality of life and protecting the residents of the city of Columbus. So I move for passage.
Second.
Craig Klein, Mills Paley, Tyson, President Ginther.
And before we give you a chance to speak, Mr. Hedrick, I'd like to turn the, at least give the city attorney, where'd the city attorney go?
City attorney. I think he left. I think that spoke for itself.
Yeah. The city attorney's so proud he's probably crying in the hallway.
I saw him. Yes. Indeed, he is.
His tears in his eyes for the accomplishments that you've reached, Mr. Hedrick.
He usually
the floor
lets
is yours.
Me speak for him very often, so I will do Mr. Pfeiffer.
You know you'll never compete with kangaroos, Bill.
Mr. Klein wanted, Councilman Klein wants to know if you have any comments, Mr. Pfeiffer.
The only thing I can say is that the city of Columbus every day gets maximum service from this individual. He earns his paycheck. Quite well.
Thank you. President Ginther, Councilman Klein, members of council, thank you very much for this award, a resolution. I'm a little embarrassed because, frankly, I think I'm being recognized for something that is part of my job. And I'm very fortunate. I moved to Columbus in 1993. I made this my home. And the city of Columbus has provided me with a job that is challenging for me every day. It's a job I love. And like all things, I don't do these things on my own. It's a team effort. I'm very fortunate. City Attorney Pfeiffer has been very supportive over the years of my efforts, both as city attorney, and I was lucky enough to work in his courtroom for 3 years as he was judge. So I've tried to role model a lot of the things I do based on the things that I've learned from his years of public service. Also, other members of my office, they're not being recognized here today, but there are people in my office every day who do incredible work that aren't recognized. So I'm very humbled that you would give me this resolution today, and I will continue to strive to be worthy of this. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Craig?
Let me say, Bill, without equivocation, that we're extraordinarily proud of your work. I know that certainly you're bright, you're capable, your leadership in the courtroom, your expertise, but I know of communities that you reach out to. You're not waiting for them to come to you to make sure that our citizens have an even playing field. And for that, I compliment you greatly for the work that you continue to do on behalf of our families and our children. Thank you so much, Bill.
Councilor Paley?
You are humble, however, because I'm out every night of the week, and I know that you're right behind me. I know that you're working hard out there, Bill, and that isn't during the hours of necessarily 8 to 5. So you may be doing your job, but I think you go a little bit beyond the call of duty. So thank you very much, and we're very grateful to have you here with the City of Columbus.
Councilmember Tyson.
Thank you, Chairman Klein. I, too, just want to say congratulations to you. And as Councilman Pelley just mentioned, you do go above and beyond. You're not working just, 8 to 6. You are certainly out in the community on the weekends and in the evenings and just showing that you care about the community. You are truly a public servant. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL. At columbus.gov. Don't forget you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.